picking the pockets of companies and working families and driving employers and jobs out of our state? Missouri needs to be the show-me state, not the shakedown state. We need to take away the power of the trial lawyers and their special interest cronies. Call 573-751-2000 today. Tell your legislators they need to reform our legal system and make us proud of Missouri again. Paid for by Missouri Rising.
Are you thinking about replacing your old deck or maybe adding a new one or maybe even an outdoor kitchen to your living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Outdoor Living, Inc. It's the perfect time of year to start thinking about it. And at Outdoor Living, they have their Deck Expo. It's their yearly Deck Expo. It's this Saturday at Outdoor Living, I-44 in Big Bend in Kirkwood. They do this every year. They introduce you to over 2,000 square feet of decks, gazebos, fencing, furniture, pergolas. Reps from all the major companies will be there with the latest materials. Combine that with great designs from the folks at Outdoor Living. And don't forget the Inside Out Show from 11 to 1 at the Outdoor Living Deck Expo this Saturday. Starts at 11. Great prizes, great food, and a chance to check out all the great options when it comes to your deck. Outdoor Living, I-44 in Big Bend, or online at OutdoorLivingInc.com.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver five times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring, because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Business owners and key employees gain months worth of valuable contacts in just a few hours at the St. Louis Business Expo and Business Growth Conference, Wednesday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the St. Charles Convention Center. This is the largest business-to-business expo in Missouri. Admission is free, and so are the 20 informative seminars and keynotes, including marketing, sales, and social media. To register, visit stlexpo.com or call 314-569-0076.
Now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's pet time. I'm sorry, I'm still, I just can't believe the very Manilow story. That somebody would print something on a lie like that, that he's gay. But the song, How Much Is That Dog? Wasn't Mandy supposed to be about a dog? Wasn't that the rumor?
I don't know.
No, I thought it was about a dog.
Now we know it definitely was about a dog.
I have a special treat for Dr. Doug today. This is Dr. Doug Pernikoff coming up, folks. If you have a pet and you care about that pet and you'd like some good free advice, this would be the time to call. He and his associates are the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And here are the phone numbers. Always brought to you, this is important, by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, they've been with us for 20 years, close to the full 20 years almost, maybe 18, 19 years. Let them know how much you appreciate the way they do business, and let them know your AM and the PM, and the app is STL Taxi. It's free and it's easy to use. Laclede Cab. And now, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
How is everyone today?
Oh, terrific, Doctor. I know what you're going to say. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Of course you are. I have a treat for you. Would you like to just relax before you take phone calls?
Sure, whatever.
Last night, I have become a YouTube addict. Now, all of a sudden, I'm really into YouTube. So I'm looking at something that led to something that led to something, and I end up watching Jim Stafford, who is a very funny guy, if you've never seen him. I have to have that on so you can hear what I'm about to play. Normally, my computer is silent. So Jim Stafford is doing a song, and I recognize it because Paul Warner, the host of the Yard Sale on Saturday at 7 o'clock, used to do the same song when we would go out in the 80s and perform as the traveling the KUSA road show. Paul did a song called Don't Pet the Dog. Dr. Doug, have you ever heard this song?
I think I have, but go ahead. Let me hear it.
Now, it's hilarious. I'm going to let you hear it, not by Jim Stafford, but by two of the funniest guys I've ever heard, Pinkard and Bowden. These guys, everything they do is funny. But here they are, and this is because it's the animal segment. It's only 2 minutes. Pinkard and Bowden with Don't Pet the Dog.
Girl asked you home, meet mama and daddy. She says she thinks that you're nice. There's trouble ahead. You're gonna wish you were dead if you don't take this friendly advice. Don't pet the dog. Don't pet him whatever you do. He ain't been fixed, and he knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle to dance. You say it's okay, try to push him away. What's his name? You sit up and beg. Try being cool, but you look like a fool with the dog making love to your leg. So don't pet the dog. He'll boo-boo all over your shoes. He ain't been fixed. He knows some tricks that sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle to dance. Don't pet the dog.
Pinkard and Bowden, don't pet the dog.
Pet the dog.
And who has not had that happen? And you,
every day for me.
But you don't know what to say. I mean, you're at somebody's house, and the dog, and boy, once they get into it, I mean, once they start, there's no stopping it. So I'll dedicate that to Paul Warner, who used to do it at the road shows when we worked together in the 80s. You want to take some calls?
I sure do.
We have a lot of lines open here. I guess people tuned in and thought, hey, the Dr. Doug segment's not on. It's about not petting the dog. No, we're here. Let me give you the numbers again. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Sarah with an H. I like it spelled that way. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What can we do for you?
I have a dachshund who had disc surgery last year. He had slipped discs in his back, and he never regained full bladder control, so I still have to express his bladder.
Mm-hmm.
So he's prone to urinary tract infections pretty often. And someone told me that I can give him apple cider vinegar to help ward those off.
You know, I don't think that's going to work, but what they're trying to get you to do is to acidify the urine. And there are people that have these experiences feel like that can be helpful in some of the infections. But if your veterinarian is telling you what kind of pH that the bladder urine is, that would be helpful. And then possibly managing it with some other special foods or something like that. I don't know if they've already put you on some special foods or not, but that might be worth it too. Okay? But that's kind of it's the same problem in, God forbid, in human paraplegics and, you know, quadriplegics that they can't empty normally or consistently.
Doctor, are you talking to somebody else at the same time? You just you turn away like this and then you come back and you turn away.
How's this?
No, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm kidding. No, that's fine. Did that help, Sarah?
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, honey.
Thank you. Now, what is that noise? Are you at the clinic?
Yeah.
See, now it stopped. Did you guys hear it? It stopped just now.
It was probably her car. She was in a...
Oh, it could have been her.
That was her, I think. Yeah.
Shoot, I wanted to blame that on you. I've told you many times you're a chick magnet. Here's further proof. Sue, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good, Sue. How are you, honey?
I'm fine.
What you got?
Listen, I've got a dog. It's my daughter's dog. She comes over to visit Grandma a lot. And I have deer in my yard a lot, you know, because I'm in West County, off I use. And so she goes out there and she wants to eat the poop. But not only does she eat the deer poop, but I, you know, catch her, collar at her, but she wants to eat her own. Why do they do that?
Well, I think part of it is some of that food, that poop, is not fully digested, especially in herbivores like the animals that eat grasses and things like that, like the deer would. And I think once they get a taste for it, now in some cases people would tell you there's a condition called pica where they eat abnormal things because they're missing minerals or some element. But I think more often than not, it's just a behavioral abnormality that you don't like. But as we've mentioned before, talk to your veterinarian about a product called Forbid, F-O-R-B-I-D. And there's probably other ones out there, but that one that a lot of vets use, and that goes into the diet, and it's kind of a powder you give every day over the food, and that's supposed to deter from searching out poop and eating. So I would try that. It's called Forbid, okay?
Okay, and can they get some kind of disease from eating the deer poop? I thought they get some kind of a...
Most parasites are very species specific. So, you know, if your vet was checking a poop sample, he might see some parasites that wouldn't be traditionally found in dogs. But if he can recognize that they're from the deer, more often than not, they're just passing through. So they're not going to find a home in that host. Okay. So, yeah, I wouldn't say there's anything particularly poisonous about it. It might be a little nauseating, but I think you'll be all right. Okay.
But why does he eat his own, but he won't eat the other dog?
You know that I you have to ask him.
Well, maybe you got yourself a picky doo doo eater. You know?
Yeah.
He's very selective about it. Maybe doo doo, but I'm not eating just any doo doo.
Yeah.
A sophisticated dog.
Now, you know, rabbits have to eat their poop in order to they recycle it so they can create vitamins.
I never knew that.
Their body.
I never knew that.
You never knew that?
No.
Apparently, Sue, this is nothing to worry about, except I just wouldn't want your dog licking me in the face. That's all.
I know. I see him licking, and then he comes in the house, and it's like, ew.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, thank you, Dr. Dog.
Thank you, Sue.
Bye, Eddie.
Two-time anyway offender. Larry, you've been very patient. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good, Larry, and how about you?
I'm doing excellent. I've got a question about a dog and a frog.
A dog and a frog?
A dog and a frog.
A dog and a frog, okay.
Jim Stafford poem.
First a dog, got about a little over a year old pit bull puppy we saved for a rescue.
Okay.
She's got an appetite. She eats everything. I mean, plastic, rubber, you name it, toys, get her toys, she'll just chow them up.
I would love to have you as a patient because I'd probably have some surgery coming forward.
Like a goat.
You know what? I've took her to the vet. They've had her x-rayed 3 times and they can't find anything in her gut. So she has to pass the stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything toy-wise that she can gnaw on without completely tearing it apart and swallowing the pieces?
Does she have any children, any little puppies?
No, she's a little over a year old. She's a pup herself.
Okay. Maybe she's thinking ahead and planning for her children. She wants to pass these things on to them. You walked on my joke.
Yeah, you were trying to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Frank was trying to.
No, not going to do it. Go ahead, Larry.
So, Larry, I was asking you, does she eat toads or does she eat frogs?
No. That's a whole different animal we got. That's a whole different pet. No, she doesn't. She's eating. We'll get like a ball, rubber ball, or you know.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Kong toys? Those are pretty indestructible.
They're also good for enrichment because you put some food or peanut butter inside and keeps them busy as well. What's your question? I was a little confused.
Well, just if you knew a good toy or something that she doesn't.
She can't
plays
tear
with it for
up.
A while, and then eventually she'll eat it. I mean,
how about a steel, like a steel pipe? She's not going to eat that.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I think the Nyla bones can be pretty indestructible in many cases. Of course, you've got a dog with power jaws, right?
Yeah,
and those kind of dogs are
very young, too.
They can chew up anything. But I would say get her a Kong toy or a Nyla bone, but get her sizes bigger than, you know, a little bit bigger than you would expect because they'll be a little bit harder for her to get through. If you give her a little one, she'll probably get it torn apart and swallow it.
It'd be gone. How do you spell it? K-O-N-G? Kong?
King Kong.
Okay. All right. Well, it's worth a try because we were about roped in on her with that toy.
Yeah.
Next question is, my mother-in-law bought my son this frog. It's a genetically engineered frog that stays underwater. You know,
Hold on. What does that mean, genetically engineered?
Frogs can get above water and breathe, and then they can hold their breath while they're underwater. This one breathes, has gills, it breathes underwater.
Wow. Hmm.
You're probably talking about one of the little the frogs they use in research a lot. That they look kind of floppy and like they're a big bowl of jelly.
Floppy is a good way to put it. She jumped out of her aquarium one time years ago, and I'd come walking in the house, and I thought it was a pile of pudding on the floor, and it was the frog.
Oh, yeah, Larry, exactly. does this frog, can it exist outside the water on the ground?
Not long-term.
It did early that day until I got home.
Okay, but it's an underwater frog. So what's the question about this frog?
How long does it live? My mother-in-law.
It lives until you back over with the car.
If it's the kind of frog I think it is, they can live up to 8 to 10 years or even 11 years, 12
it's past
years.
Past that. Oh, my son, she got it for my son at 1 year old. Next week he turns 21.
Oh my God.
Doctor, how long did you say they live? Hold on. 10 to 12 years, is that what you said?
I was only off 10 years.
Wow, this makes you look stupid.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe.
I am stupid.
They did a good job on genetically engineering. It's going to outlive. It's outlived one dog already, 16 years.
How did you say, Larry, you ended up with a frog?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, before she passed away, bought it for my son when he was 1 year old. On his 1 year birthday. It was a tadpole. She ordered it somewhere, and it come in a little styrofoam container. You know, it's fully grown now. We've had it.
How big is it? Like, from head to back legs, how long?
Stretched out. It's a good 4 inches, 5 inches. Stretch the back legs out.
Dan, show them half of 4 inches, Dan. There it is, right there. That's half of 4 inches.
And it's swollen.
Well, Larry, have fun with your frog.
Yeah.
Right, but no idea how long it'll last, though. I mean, my son...
Well, no one knows, obviously. I certainly don't.
Put it to sleep. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Oh, no, we have to take this call. Look at this name. Now, this could be a fake name, but he got my attention. Velvet. I hope if this is a guy, we're not. Velvet, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hello, Velvet.
So, Frank, I met you at Johnny Londa. I am the 50th anniversary Corvette convertible driver with the phenomenal license plate that says DLVTTE.
Well, that is great, but this is the pet segment.
I'm not a dude. That's what I was trying to get across. I'm not a guy.
No, we can tell that. But this is the segment for people who have questions about their pets.
And Dr. Doug, first of all, let me say I'm AM in the PM, and
That's a start.
Okay. Dr. Doug, we have German Shepherds.
Cool.
And we're getting ready to buy a new puppy.
Okay.
He's coming home with us the end of the month. And our breeder requires us to sign a contract agreeing that we will not get the dog fixed, whether you buy a male or a female, until they're over 2 years old, to allow them to fully mature and avoid hip dysplasia and other problems like that. Is that
That is the new thinking. I don't push that, but I know my associate likes to wait. And the reason they do that, the large breeds like that, their bones don't, their long bones don't mature till about 2 years of age. So that is the new thinking, and you can do that. I think on females, though, the problem is that they can have problems with other issues. If you wait too long and go beyond a couple of years, then you might have problems with increased incidence of breast tumors later in life. So it really is always a catch-22 to everything. But, yeah, that's kind of the new philosophy, is to let those big dogs mature out and really develop before you get them neutered or spayed. So I don't think she's giving you bad advice at all.
Okay, great. I just wanted to check because this is the first time we've ever run across that.
Yes.
And it seemed unusual because we don't want to have puppies.
No, you're going to have to take care of her and watch her.
I'll take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, no, I think they're right. I think that's a good suggestion.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, okay. Dr. Doug, what would cause a female dog? Well, you played that Pinkerton Bowden song, but I've seen female dogs.
I've seen this.
I've seen female dogs.
No, I've seen
hump.
It too. Yeah.
What, female dogs hump?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, a lot of them do after they're spayed, actually. And I don't know if it's just an imbalance in their hormones because you're taking away what Mother Nature created.
Maybe they're
normal.
Transgender.
Uh-oh.
Why not? They're in
as long
the body
as she goes
of a male,
to the bathroom,
a body
that belongs
of a female,
to her rather. Biological birth.
Well, that little dog is trapped in the body of a little girl dog, and that's really a guy trying to get out. It's like a transgender human. That's why it's humping.
Yeah.
It's doing guy actions. You learn more here than, it's hard to even absorb it all. Doctor, we'd like to thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Thank you all.
Talk to you next week. We do it every Wednesday, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's the app. Of course, you can get them the old-fashioned way, too, by calling them on the telephone, Laclede Cab. All right, how are we doing here?
Right,
we're going to do a little traffic, take a little break. We're going to come back after we get our business done, and we'll talk to you if you'd like, or we'll take a couple of stories. But right now, here's Dan to introduce traffic.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank. Here we have Tim Weiland to give you a look at traffic.
Yeah, Dan, the rain has moved into the area from St. Charles County, and I'll tell you, the roads are a mess. You're still, now it looks like we have an incident on southbound 255 just before Route 3 that's backing things up there. They cleared the earlier incident on northbound 255. They cleared the accident that was on eastbound 40 before the Boone Bridge. Everything's running well there, but westbound Highway 40, you're jamming up from Compton downtown all the way out through McCausland, slow pockets to 270, and then you've got stop-and-go traffic from Highway 94 out through Highway 70. Got a report of an accident on the shoulder, moved off to the shoulder now on southbound 270 at Olive. Southbound 270 is going to be a slow run from Highway 370 down through Highway 44. Northbound 270 runs slow from Manchester up through about Page. We have westbound 70 drivers heavy on Shreve out through the airport. And then we also have eastbound 270 heavy from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Your local Ace offers a selection of the best outdoor power equipment brands, plus the help you need to find the right equipment for the job. Only at Ace, the helpful place. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey. I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Listen to Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30. It's going to be a blast.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show on KTRS.
If you know Stark Brothers Nurseries and Orchards Company, then you know how much they love their customers. Soon, they'll be saying a big thank you during their 33rd annual Customer Appreciation Days. Take advantage of great prices on everything you need for your garden to succeed. Many items will be just $18.16 in honor of their founding year. And with any 1816 purchase, you'll get a free apple tree. Stop by and experience their warm and welcoming customer service for yourself. The expert garden center staff at Stark Brothers will spend all the time you need to find what's right for you. Customer Appreciation Days runs from April 20th through the 23rd at the famous Stark Brothers Garden Center. They're less than an hour north of I-70 from St. Peter's at the corner of Georgia Street and Highway NN in Louisiana, Missouri. For more information, visit StarkBros.com. That's StarkBros.com.
Cross the wide Missouri.
In the Missouri River Valley, west of St. Louis on Highway 94, you'll find the Yellow Farmhouse Vineyard and Winery, which rises to the hilltop with a panoramic view. Throw a blanket down on Picnic Hill and enjoy a picnic spread with a bottle of Yellow Farmhouse wine, or walk downhill to the new events pavilion. Enjoy the wines and an afternoon of live entertainment. Yellow Farmhouse's tasting room is open Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, where their staff will assist you with a friendly smile. Upcoming events include Yellow Farmhouse Winery opening weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. And on April 8th, there's barrel tasting in the Wine Country Market. To get to Yellow Farmhouse Winery, exit I-64 West at Highway 94 and proceed 9.3 miles to Yellow Farmhouse Vineyard and Winery. Online at yellowfarmhousewines.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-886-9500. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-886-9500. That's 1-800-886-9500.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring is hard, but Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job, manage candidates, schedule interviews, all on Indeed. As in independent research shows that Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site. Easy works. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Before I bring on John Landoff, I hope you folks had a chance to hear the original composition that Dan did and played for us earlier. And I have a reason for tying this into John's commercial. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Were you able to hear the composition, the original composition that Dan and his band put together as a theme song for Max Foyce's entertainment segment?
No, I missed that, doggone it.
Piano, you know, were you able to play him just a segment of that?
Yes, I still have him handy.
John, this was put together in less than 24 hours. It's unbelievable. Here it is. This part I don't like. It's hard to hear for the piano radio. This is Dan Strauss on bass. That's why there's a lot of bass. I see you can't hear that part very well.
Maximilian is his name.
Yeah. Entertainment is his game.
Entertainment is his game.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really is a movie whiz. He knows so much about you.
We don't need to hear any more. It's kind of long. But when I heard it, the first thing I thought of, I thought, well, I doubt this will ever happen. But if one day, let's say Sam and John III, they go, you know what? our dad's retired now. We're going to change this. We're going to do a new jingle. Well, you think they'd consider hiring Dan to compose and write, like kind of like John Williams for Star Wars? You think they would consider him? Could you leave a directive? Like, when you turn the business over, could you have a set of rules?
Let me, maybe we ask them.
Yeah, see, that's the smart answer. That's the smart answer, because it wouldn't be him making the decision, and it would be them. So they'd have to hear it and decide. Maybe we'll get one of them on one day and go, hey, how would you feel about replacing John de Londo Sheriff by the little overhead weight with this? Johnny Londo. Yeah. I tell you what.
Yeah, you know, that's probably what we need to do. Let's change a jingle that we've had since 1958.
Now,
yeah,
of course,
that's probably the thing to do.
We're kidding. Not that Dan's not good.
No, you're not kidding, Frank. Sometimes you say things just to try to get under my skin.
I said, of course, we're kidding.
You're not getting under my skin right now.
How could I be?
Opinion.
How could I be?
Well, you're trying.
Did you hear the news today? Did you hear the shocker? Have you been had a chance to just check the headlines? And this is not a joke. When I tell you this, you'll think it's a joke. Today, it comes out Barry Manilow is gay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lie. I think somebody like the Russian hackers are throwing this kind of stuff out there. What a shocker if that's true.
So let me ask you this. You called me today to talk about that? I mean, what did we see? 3 inches of rain today, maybe?
I was trying not to dwell on that.
I don't know what it's like in Westport, but here in Florissant, it is storming ridiculously.
We're trying.
It's pretty hard here, too, John.
We had a meeting
before the show, and we all agreed, hey, let's not talk about anything depressing, like a lot of rain or something. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something fun.
Oh, so now you're trying to tell me what to say.
Wow.
The audience is not going to respond.
Let me just tell you, even with all this rain,
still doing well.
The red hot deals at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet are not being put on a cool mode. They're still hot. The deals right now are unbelievable. And we've really been busy. We've been very busy. Sometimes I think some crazy weather brings just the best out in people. So come on out and just interview. Guess what we have? We have umbrellas. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet umbrellas. Hey, we're throwing in these. These things are pretty expensive. I think they're about $12.99.
You buy a car, you get an umbrella?
Yeah, you get an umbrella.
Whoa. Wow.
Hey.
No other dealer's doing that.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, father and son, mother and daughter. We'll give you two. How about that?
I think you're supposed to say, but wait, there's more.
But wait. There's more.
Oh, that was good.
Is that good?
That was good. Yeah.
Do those just crack you up sometimes?
I remember
it was some months ago that you got hooked and you did buy something. And then it took you forever to try to get your money back.
What were we talking about?
I figured you bought something and the shipping was like, like $85.
One of those, but wait, there's more commercials.
Oh, yeah. I've fallen prey to that stuff every once in a while. No, look, folks, we have a kind of a saying, the AM and the PM crowd, neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail nor the dark of night will keep us from heading for Johnny Londoff for a deal we know is right.
Wow.
It's similar to the postal, thing, but better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Thank you so much.
You come up with some great ones.
Thank you.
Talented.
Thank you.
Very, 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 very talented. And, I tell you what, it's been a busy day here at Londoff Chevrolet, and we expect a busy night, and we've got some fantastic deals for the greatest people in the land. That's the AM and the PM crowd.
You know how sometimes they'll say, a waiter in a restaurant will say, try the veal. Like a suggestion? What about this? Try the Impala. Mm. Every once in a while, I'll come up with a suggested car to drive.
you've kind of been stuck on the Impala lately, and you've done.
I like the Impala.
You've done such a great job. We only have like 16 or 17 in stock. New.
Thank you. Well, there you go.
We probably have about 20 pre-owned, but we have about 80 Malibus at 18.9. That's only 18.9, and only like 210 Chevy Cruzes, as low as 15.9. So that's just a little something to wet your whistle.
You know, you could. You could, in many ways, treat a dealership like a restaurant. You know, can I talk about our special? Yes. Today, we have Chevy Cruze as our special, and it comes with, like, you know how they do side dishes and stuff? And then you could say, I tell you what, I'll try the Equinox. And you take a test drive. It's like a restaurant. You could remodel your dealership like a diner, and then the customer sits down, and they give them a menu, and it's cars and stuff. I'm on to something.
You can have a side order of a backup camera.
Well, on the side, I'd like backup camera and blind sensors, blind spot sensors. Okay, coming right up. And then they walk away and they bring your car out. I'm on to something. Like a diner.
Maybe.
Somebody's going to hear it and steal it now.
I thought for many years about like putting a little restaurant, you know, here in the dealership for our customers, for employees. But then I'd miss going to all these great restaurants here in North County, and then I'd probably balloon up to about 260 pounds because they'd be cooking what I love. Oh, let's see, that's everything. It's easier. I love to eat. I love food. And,
we're out of time, but when you said balloon.
Hey, you're not the only busy one, pal.
When you said I balloon up to 260, that's the expression people use to mean, ooh, real fat. I was 250, and I was 250 for most of the time you've known me, so now I know that all that time you looked at me as like just a big fat guy.
Balloon.
No, I never did that.
Big fat ballooned up guy.
Mm-hmm. No, I did not.
Okay. Phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365. LawnDuff.com.
All right, get a lot of umbrellas ready because you're going to need them because we are sending you business.
Can't wait.
All right, John.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, sometimes people say hurtful things, and they don't know they hurt people. I would have ballooned up to 260.
Time when you were over there and he shined a flashlight on you and said that he didn't make it to the balloon glow at Forest Park, and that was
that hurt.
His
no,
balloon
that hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt. I have feelings, and I would have ballooned up to 260. So now I know that all of these years, he looked at me. When he looked at me, it's like the Gwyneth Paltrow, Jack Black movie where he sees her. We just talked about
Shallow
it.
Hal.
Shallow Hal. Yeah. It's like Shallow Hal. When John looked at me all these years, he saw like a Macy's Day Parade balloon. It's big old fat thing. And I never knew that until he used that expression at 260, only 10 pounds more than I was. Yeah, it hurts, but you know what? You just keep moving forward. That's a new expression now, and that's what I'm going to try to do. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 Londoff.com. Do we need to break? Or can I have a minute? What was that?
I said, he's trying to think.
I said, do I have a minute? And he went, what? Well, look.
He's thinking.
I think for those who have not heard it, the headline today is apparently Barry Manilow has said that he is gay and he has a husband and they've been together for 40 years and they were married in 2014. Well, Barry, go stand over there next to Rock Hudson.
That is a shocker.
The Liberace thing, I thought that was a shocker.
Yeah. Man. This one.
Now, the truth is there actually are people right now who will hear this who did not know he was gay, and they're in disbelief. We're making a joke out of it. There are people, I'm telling you, my parents' generation, you know, people like my mother and her friends, they never once thought Liberace was gay. They thought he was flamboyant and just showy. Now, they did use the expression sometimes a little bit effeminate, but no, gay? No, they never thought that. But that's it. Repeating, Barry Manilow has said that he is out. He wants everybody to know he's gay. And now he can, you know, not have to worry about what people think about it. It is what it is, and we're happy for Barry and Gary Keefe, his husband since 2014. Mm. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, is a place, it's a building, it's a store in Chesterfield Valley. It has a copper dome. And when you drive down 40 and you look over and you see that, you think, well, what an unusual looking place. No, no. You think that's unusual? The unusual part is on the inside. And sometimes in the parking lot, when they have a tent sale, they have patio furniture on the parking lot. And they usually have some furniture out there, whether there's a tent or not. If you've not been in there, I'm telling you, when you finally do go, you're going to say, why in the world didn't we come in here before? This place is great. And you'll go back. Whether you go the first time to buy or to look around, fine. They don't care. Just tell them your AM and the PM. We want them to know where the business is coming from so they can fire the other radio and TV stations that aren't doing much of a job for them. And when you get there, take your kids. If right now in your head you're going, oh, my kids hate to go shopping with me. Well, not at the Aminis they won't. Kids love that place. We almost had to pry my grandson away from the steering wheel of an arcade game. He wasn't even really playing. But, you know, the screen was moving and the cars were moving, so he thought he was driving. He loved it. Pinball. They have all that stuff for the kids. So while mom and dad are up at looking Jaffe lighting or some beautiful furniture, and I might add, when you see this furniture, it's furniture you didn't even know that quality was sold in St. Louis. Well, it is. It is now at Aminis. And the finest patio furniture made in the world, made to last. No more replacing patio furniture. Much of it made in the good old USA. Terrific store. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley, Aminis.com.
Meet me.
All right. Pretty much a mess out there right now with all this rain. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on traffic. Tim?
Okay, Dan, we've got an accident on northbound 55 near Potomac that's blocking the two right lanes. Looking at a pretty good backup there. Mike Breitenstein, our engineer at KTRS, just called in. On southbound 55 south of Rivas Barracks, there's either a car door or a van hatch that's laying in the middle of the roadway. And actually, I do see a pretty good backup that goes from just a little bit north of Lindbergh, and that goes all the way back to Union. We have eastbound Highway 40 jamming up now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're on eastbound 70, you're running heavy from the McKinley Bridge down through Highway 55. Southbound 170, pretty heavy now from all the way from Natural Bridge down. It's just mostly rain slowdowns and volume. And then you have westbound 44 jamming up approaching Kings Highway, and that goes through the construction at Shrewsbury. This traffic report is brought to you by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Your local Ace offers a selection of the best outdoor power equipment brands, plus the help you need to find the right equipment for the job. Only at Ace, the helpful place. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Have Clostridium difficile infection, also known as C. diff? Doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational drug to see if it helps prevent recurring episodes of C. diff. To qualify, you must be 18 or older, have C. diff for the first time, and be taking or have taken the antibiotic metronidazole or vancomycin for 10 to 14 days. All study visits, tests, and study drug will be provided at no cost, and reimbursement for time and travel may be provided. To learn more, contact Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Tyson Lamb for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on Saturdays from 4 till 5 p.m. on KTRS. You can also call Tyson Lamb now for your free customized retirement and income kit and 115-page retirement and income book at 844-513-SAFE. That's 844-513-7233.
Greenville, North Carolina. It's the Bill Cleveland segment. You know what? He's the new Charles Carroll's. And on the road years ago.
South Carolina, though.
Oh.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Stop the music. Just stop the music.
Sorry. Sorry.
Bill, you know Dan. Dan put North Carolina on the screen.
Well, I do know Dan, and he hasn't ruined the entire segment.
He has. No, that's how I feel right now. No, the momentum, let the air out. Don't even finish the music from Greenville, North Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina, and brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Don't you ever let us see you in any cab other than a Laclede Cab. And after that, that's just the air's let out. Here's Bill Clever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
a smattering of applause.
I meant to do that.
I've been listening to radio here in South Carolina.
I believe there is both a Greenville and there's a Greenville North and a South Carolina, correct?
Oh, there probably is.
I think
South Carolina is where you want to go.
It's right next to Spartanburg, correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if Dan told you, but I was actually on TV here this morning.
Stop it.
In Greenville, South
Stop
Carolina.
It.
Yep, that's right. I was on the television program called Your Carolina. It extends, actually, they said they got a pretty good audience from here, not only in Greenville, but extends into a good chunk of Georgia and up into North Carolina.
Well, they will now. Show. Now that you've been on there, they will.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, they're very nice to have me. One of the things in my book is actually Falls Park, I mentioned yesterday, and so we were on there.
Wow.
A little bit about
you're,
that.
You're on your way. You're on your way.
Look at me. So I wanted to mention the Smoky Mountains. I actually had a couple of really nice emails from some listeners that actually said that I had inspired them because they heard me talking on your show, I think about a year ago.
Changing
talking
lives.
About the Smoky Mountains, and they took trips of their own with their family to the Smoky Mountains because they heard talking about it on the show.
Changing and, lives and taking names.
Bill Cleveland, yeah, making a difference.
Making a difference. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. That's good.
Well, it's kind of sad. They had the fires back in November. I don't remember that, back in Gatlinburg. Horrible fires in the Smoky Mountains. And I was really excited to take Dulcie to the Smoky Mountains because I remember the last couple of times you go through, and it's just beautiful, nothing but green. And this time going through, it was really sad. I mean, there was no color at all. None of the trees were blooming. It was really a devastating fire. And very, very, very sad. But we still went through a little bit, got to see some of the Smoky Mountains.
How does Dulce like the... Is it Dulce or Dulce?
Dulce. D-O-L-S-E.
Oh, Dulce.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure
she's
having a good time. Is that thing still going okay, with the two of you?
Yeah, we're still going.
All right. We'll find out what she says about that. Maybe we'll get a chance. Thank you. Bill Cleveland, everybody, from Greenville South.